Oh, come on. I thought I already got rid of the giant rat problem ages ago. Now I have to get my bashing stick again, and it's just such a hassle. All right, you big vermin, prepare to meet your... Oh. Well, wow, I'm sorry. It's just been such a long time since I've had a traveler come by. That was a pretty hard fall in the puddle there. Are you okay? Speaking of okay, how long has it been since you've eaten? All I can see of your face is cheekbones. Look, you need some help fast. Come on inside. I'll get you some food and some clothes so you won't die out here on my doorstep. Whoa, now. I've got you. Don't pass out. At least not until you reach the couch, okay? Here, let me lead you there. Heave ho! There you go. Almost there. Just a few more steps and down. Go ahead. You can rest now, traveler. You're going to need it. I'll be here for you, so don't you worry. Now sleep. Oh, you're finally awake. Morning, sleepyhead. Or should I say evening, I guess. You did sleep for an entire day. Even slept through me washing you and putting that nightgown on you. Oh, don't look so sheepish. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I don't care how you look. Simply that you didn't catch a cold, and with how long you were out there, you needed some new clothes. Here's some food as well. Mushroom stew with boar meat. Hey, now, slow down. Slow. Your stomach is sure to have shrunk in the time you spent out there without proper nutrients. You eat too much too fast, and your stomach may just explode, or it'll come back up. There you go. Jeez, I was feeding you while you were asleep, but you must have been quite hungry. So to survive in this place that long? Surprised. Why is that? Well, didn't the town folk outside tell you? This forest is cursed. Unfortunately, souls like yourself find themselves in this place and can't find their way out. Once the forest takes them, their spirits wander, dragging others to the same fate. You can't imagine the amount of wanderers I find out here, having been mauled by the things that lurk in the dark. Ghosts, corrupted wildlife, even other humans that have been swallowed become dangers here. You're an outsider, right? Someone from town wouldn't dare come out here for fear of the curse. But even then, they might have warned you of the dangers, yes? Well, and yet you didn't listen, and you find yourself here. I'm just wondering what exactly compelled you to come out here, despite of it all. Really, now? You came all the way out here, despite the warnings of all the town folk, knowing you could die here for the mushrooms. I mean, really. Did you get lured in by the wild rumors that the mushrooms here can heal people? Well, technically, you'd be completely right. The mushrooms here are able to heal all sicknesses. However, I don't really know why you'd bother when this place is likely more deadly than any disease you might have. So you were sick and you didn't have much time left. Well, I can certainly see how that would stir one into action. What's a possibility of death when you have a nigh guarantee? Though, there is something I should tell you about those mushrooms. They can only heal you temporarily, and in your case, you'd need to eat more and more in order to stave off your disease. Sure, you seem to have healed for now, but one day, it may strike even deadlier than it was. That is, if the forest doesn't kill you first. The others learn that lesson rather well. Oh, well, of course there's others here, hun. Or at least there were others here. Many lost souls have found their way to my abode and stayed in hopes of having shelter in this place. But every time, like clockwork, it comes to a singular point and... Wait, what are you staring at? Oh, of course. Here we go again. Don't bother saying it. I know what you're going to say because I've heard it so many times. Ugh, those dolls are so uncanny and scary. Could those be real humans? Miss Wen, are you a witch?
Please don't turn me into a doll.
Well, how am I supposed to make accurate dolls when I've been isolated from society since I was 12? 20 goddamn years of my life wasted, gone forever, because I couldn't keep my little preteen nose where it belonged. I had to survive on nothing but river water and mushroom for weeks. I had to learn to hunt, to grow food from nothing. Even after I found this place to live in, it was so much to ask for a single hobby to take my mind off my miserable life. Well, what do you want? Go ahead, run for all I care. You'll just end up dying like the rest of those dumbasses anyway. Wait, you like them? Thanks, I guess. It's hard for me to get the proportions right, especially when I barely see adults in this forest, let alone children. Look, I'm sorry for snapping at you like that. It's just, I wanted to save someone, anyone. I wanted to be the reason someone actually escaped this hell. I just hate seeing someone I tried to help out here dead because, well, they wouldn't take my help. I hated having to bury someone else when I tried to prevent it. Hey, no, I don't want your sympathy, okay? I lived here too goddamn long to still have feelings. All I need is to focus on myself and my survival. Feelings get in the way of that. Look, how about we just move on from this and forget about it, okay? I've been alone for a long time, so why don't I just show you a few of my dolls up close? Would you like that? Here, hold this one. This one's name is Freddy. Careful with the hand, though. I was a bit peeved that day and accidentally carved its right hand into a claw. This one, too. It's one of my favorites. This one's Chucky. I'd probably call it my best work if it wasn't so popular with wisps to possess and cause mischief with. But at the end of the day, it's just a doll, so a good punt puts it back in order. Oh, you've been staring at that one for a bit now. Yeah, she's perfect, ain't she? Annabelle was the first doll I ever made. But if you were to ask me about how I made her, your guess would be as good as mine. All I do know is I blacked out one day making her, and when I came to, she was already on the shelf. It's honestly a little disappointing because it feels like I couldn't replicate that success if I were awake. Well, it's nice to be able to talk to someone about this for once. It feels as though I haven't had a decent conversation in decades. True, actually. Oh, no, I think that's quite enough depressing talk for one night. Maybe at some point we'll talk about myself some more, but for now, no. Besides, we'll have plenty of time to talk should you want to stay here. Well, of course I'd let you stay. It's not as if you'll be able to leave the forest without a miracle, and this is the only safe haven I know of. That, and I'd much rather not to have to drag your carcass to the graveyard later. So, basically, you're stuck with me. Nope. Sorry, there isn't a way out of here. Weren't you listening? Well, if I knew a way out of here, I'd be gone. Now that's enough questions. Get some rest. You'll need it for when you get up at 5 in the morning. Why? To teach you how to tend the field, of course. What, did you think I was simply going to let you stay here free of charge while I took care of you like a maid? Oh, honey, are you hungry? I just love to make you a sandwich whenever you desire it. Oh, easy to tease, huh? This'll be fun. Don't worry, I'm not serious. Though you are getting up early tomorrow, I wasn't kidding about that. Just be ready by the time I come and get you. I'll call for you once the bed is ready. Oh, and one more thing before I go upstairs to get everything ready. It's Wentilda. That's my name. You probably heard me during that rant earlier, but I figured I should formally introduce myself. Please just call me Wen, though. Saying the whole thing makes me feel like an old, decrepit witch. And while I may have been rather cynical speaking to you, I do want you to know that I'm more relieved with you here than I would be if you were lying in a ditch somewhere, Just don't be an asshat or you might be without a place to sleep. And with that said, I'll be going now. I better not have to pull you out of bed tomorrow or, well, you'll see. Until tomorrow.